Are you a procrastinator? Well, guess what? We're going to give you some tips on overcoming procrastination with the Now Habit by Neil Fiore. It's going to be a great time. Stick around. Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So in this video right here, we're going to be going over some of the key points from the book, The Now Habit by Neil Fiore. So enough time wasted. Let's just go ahead and jump right into this. You know, Neil Fiore, he states that procrastination is a mechanism for coping with the anxiety associated with starting or completing any task or decision. This is usually used on some of the bigger tasks, like doing taxes, things that, they seem like really big. And we just try to put these things off. So, you know, putting off these tasks, they allow us to feel a relief of tension and anxiety. So of course, you know, we're really just kicking the can down the road and applying more pressure since the deadline is still there, and this pressure can actually end up building over time. He talks about the three reasons why we procrastinate: overwhelm, fear of failure, and fear of not finishing. But I'd argue there's actually a fourth. I would say we're just plain lazy and just don't feel like freaking doing it at the time. But anyways, one strategy that he gives for dealing with overwhelm is the reserve calendar. By starting at the date a project is due and kind of working backward, you can create a plan that of what needs to be done on the way to the completed deadline, which we will create sub-deadlines and a task list that can be created from this. To deal with fear, Mr. Fiore encourages self-compassion over self-criticism. Beating yourself up internally or externally, for that matter, will only create fear in your life. You can actually become fearful of these mental beatings on a subconscious level. Ask yourself, what's the worst that could possibly happen? He encourages people to answer this question with positive I statements. Things like, whatever happens, I will survive. I will find a way to carry on. I will not let this be the end of the world for me. I will find a way to lessen the pain in my life and maximize joy. He also encourages us to let go of perfectionism and live by the maxim, good enough is good enough. When it comes to worrying, he feels it's a good thing because it warns us of potential threats, but can become a problem when we fail to do the real work of worrying. He states that we should use worrisome thoughts as action triggers. Then when you find yourself worrying, you should end it with canceling the threat or creating a plan. Here are six questions for completing the work of worrying. What is the worst that could possibly happen? What would I do if the worst really happened? How would I lessen the pain and get on with as much happiness as possible if the worst did occur? What alternatives would I have? What can I do now to lessen the probability of this dreaded event even occurring? Is there anything I can do now to increase my chances of achieving my goal? These questions basically help you kind of set a sense of safety by helping you understand that even if the worst case scenario does actually happen, you're going to be all right and you're going to have options. With procrastination, many times you don't see these immediate results or rewards, so it's kind of tough to motivate yourself. Working out is a good example. If you go out for 1 hour, you're not going to lose a specific amount of weight or gain a certain amount of health. It's cumulative. It takes time, right? Eating junk food, however, is kind of the opposite. If you eat a cookie, you immediately get the reward. You know it's going to taste good, right? But this is also where the different types of motivations come into play. He discusses the difference between push and pull motivation, which simply described as the stick versus the carrot. You probably had jobs where some of the supervisors, maybe they're a little bit more push motivators and they punish, as maybe you've had some that are maybe a little bit more of the pull motivators that kind of offer rewards and bonuses. One way of helping procrastination is by using pull motivation. You give yourself an immediate reward. For example, let's say after working a specific amount of time, completing a project, a report, something like that, you go spend time with friends or family, read a book you enjoy, etc. This way, you're not waiting for months or years down the road for a reward. Your brain knows the reward is coming after you finish the task, so it actually motivates you to finish the task instead of just procrastinating. If you are, you know, a workaholic, kind of like myself, I don't know what it's like to take a break, and I don't want to either because it's fun, but you may feel that even when you're not working, that there's work that needs to be done. And you may even feel guilt or a burden that it's not getting done. It can feel like there's an infinite amount of work, and it may start to feel like you're actually drowning. So you start depriving yourself of things that aren't work-related. You may start thinking that when you reach a certain level, you'll start enjoying life and experiencing it more. Well, the challenge is you can get into that mental space where you don't see the end goal and you start to lose motivation. One way to break this up is by adding leisure or playtime. This is an idea. It's called guilt-free play. It sounds counterproductive, I know, but if you start to do things that take your mind off work, it can actually be regenerative, right? Kind of regenerates your brain, so to speak, and your drive and your motives, all that kind of stuff. So if you schedule time for things like that that can actually improve the quality of your life, it can help with creativity, health, and it can help you work more efficiently to get things done so you can have more playtime. These play tasks can be things like working out or rock climbing or dancing, martial arts, stuff like that. These will get you out of your workspace. You'll most likely, end up building new connections with other people. You may learn and be around other cultures, all kinds of stuff like that. These things can enrich your life and give your mind downtime away from work. During this time, commit to being present in that activity. Activities that I mentioned will help keep you present. If you try thinking about work while you're sparring in martial arts, you're probably gonna get popped in the mouth, and I assure you that that's going to bring it back to the present very, very quickly. You know, these activities also give you something to look forward to. If you are always working, that's all your mind has to think about in the future, it can get kind of overwhelming. Even when you love your work, you still need a little bit of downtime. This can actually hurt your productivity because you feel you're always working. You may put off bigger tasks because if you're always working, you'll eventually get to them. Maybe. So to summarize, procrastination is a mechanism to help us deal with anxiety or the stress of starting a task that we may be afraid of failing, not finishing, or just being overwhelmed with. Remember not to beat yourself up about the task. Use things like the reverse calendar to develop a plan. Use the 6 questions to remind yourself that even if you do fail, it's gonna be okay. You can also check out our video that we did, I think it was called Failing Forward with John C. Maxwell for more details about failure. Also, use the pull motivation, so to speak, to reward yourself with playtime or other rewards to encourage you to start the task or the project. And lastly, find some playtime tasks that actually enrich your life. So what are some of the things that you're procrastinating on? What's some of the stuff you're pushing off? You're just kind of saying, one day I'll get to them. Which of these suggestions do you feel would help you overcome procrastination with? What are some of your playtime hobbies that improve your life? I'd love to hear your thoughts. And also let us know, too, what other topics you want us to cover in the comments below. So, as always, God bless you. Love you. I'll catch you on the next one. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch you all on the next one.